Dean of Puck and the Dean of Botman, as we are discussing the subject of Ma'arifat al-Deen, Sharafat al-Deen. And I said in the previous lesson that there are maybe a lot of people in this world who, from their own side, want to follow the haq and the truth, but they make mistakes in distinguishing haq from batil. And some of these people are the ones who actually consider their themselves to be following haq, having yaqeen and certitude that they are following haq. See, if a person gets confused, he is not supposed to have yaqeen that I am following haq for sure. At least you have to be mutaraddid and not sure. But if you end up becoming having yaqeen that you are following haq, although you are following batil, this is a complex situation. Because now the cure becomes difficult for any person, because you will not be ready to listen to improve yourself, because you consider yourself following haq, although you are following batil, and you think that you have yaqeen that your batil is haq. So that's where the problem starts. And these people who consider their batil to be haq are the biggest of the losers. The ayat of Holy Quran, which I recited in the beginning, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا, say, shall I inform you about the ones who are the biggest losers in terms of actions? الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. So we learn in the light of this verse that all their actions were gone, everything gone in vain, and they thought that they are doing well. So actually these people were not doing right, but they thought that they are doing right. So it is very significant that we understand the mi'yar and the qiyas and the mizan and criteria for understanding the haq. For some people, majority is the criteria. Majority is authority. If something has most followers, they think it has to be haq. How can all these people be on batil? This is a very common statement and misconception found in so many people. If you talk to them on any subject of Islam or any other subject, they say, so many people who are following this. There are so many people who are accepting this. There are so many people, there is a huge majority which accepts this and this and this. And because the majority is supporting this opinion, it has to be haq. This is a very common argument that you will hear. Majority of the opinions, majority of the votes, majority of the supporters on any subject is considered by so many people to be a criteria to judge the truth, to judge the haq and batil. So let's turn to the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 70. Allah says, وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. So most of them are mutanaffir from haq. Kareh, they have karahiyat, they dislike, they hate the haq. Most of the people are mutanaffir, rugardan, kareh. So most of the people have nothing to do with haq. So when aksariyat in the dictionary of Holy Quran has nothing to do with haq and they are mutanaffir from haq, how can a person who believes in the Holy Quran considers aksariyat and majority on any issue to be a criteria to judge haq and batil? Let's go to the next verse. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. So we learn in the light of this verse that the majority of the people, even though you may have hirs and targheeb and you do your juhud and efforts and you have your raghbat and you are eager and keen that they end up becoming mu'min, they will still not become mu'min. The majority will still never become mu'min. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. So majority of the people on the planet earth will never very key realities on the ground so that we can define our policies of life in the light of these things. That's what we learn in the light of Islamic teachings. The majority are the way they are. So they are not going to become mu'mins. Ma'aksar al-nas. Majority of the people will, you know, they will not become mu'mins. In tuti', verse number 3. In tuti' aksara man fil ard yudhilluka. If you obey majority on earth, in other words, they will mislead you. Yudhilluka. Gumrah bhi kunam shumara. They will make you dal and gumrah. So if you happen to follow majority on the planet earth, they will mislead you. So what we understand in the light of these three verses very, very clearly, that anyone who believes in the Holy Quran will hold no authority for the aksariyat and majority to decide haq and batil in his life in any matter. So, and Imam Ali alayhi salam, the hadith from Nahjul Balagha taken from khutbah number 201, which I recited in the beginning, where he says, La tastawhishu, according to this narration, La tastawhishu bi tariq al-huda li qillati ahli. Don't be afraid, in other words, don't be afraid in the path of guidance because of less number of its followers. So when you are walking on the path of guidance and hidayat, and you have less number of people who are supporting you and walking along with you on the path of hidayat and guidance, you have less number of people getting along with you on the path of hidayat, don't be afraid. So we have been told already that the followers of hidayat who will walk on the path of hidayat along with you will be less in numbers. La tastawhishu bi tariq al-huda li qillati ahlihi. In khutbah number 130, Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, in the story when he with Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain alayhi salam went for bidding farewell to Abu Dharr salamullahi alayhi. And when, you know, Uthman had put a ban on anybody to go and see him off, and despite disobeying the ban of Uthman and the amr and command of Uthman, Amir al-Mu'mineen, despite the ban, he went there to see Abu Dharr off, and along with him was Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain. That's a very interesting incident, a very interesting hadith and talk and conversation that took place at that spot. Maybe some other time we can talk in detail. But the thing which I want to talk about haq here is Imam Ali said to Abu Dharr, La yu'nisannaka illa al-haq wa la yuhashannaka illa al-qatil. Nothing should make you scared except the haq. Nothing you should have, not scared, nothing you should have uns. You should not be familiar with anything other than haq. وَلَا يُحَشَنَّكَ إِلَّا الْبَاطِلِ. And in other words, nothing should be scaring you except the batil. So, a person should basically, even if he is less in number, he has less people along with him, as long as he is following haq, he should have uns, and he should be ma'nus with haq, he should be familiar with haq, and this should be sufficient for him. Even though he has less people along with him, who cares about the majority? But there are a whole bunch of simple-minded people around who gave so much hard time to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. This type of ahmaq people gave hard time to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, who considered majority is as the sign of haq. So majority is not considered to be a sign of haq, to distinguish haq from batil. Majority of votes for any opinion is not considered to be the sign of haq. I recited in front of you three of the ayat of Quran already, and which makes the status of majority very clear in the light of these ayat. The third criteria which is considered by some people to distinguish between haq and batil is the opinion of the elder people of the community. Elder people of the ashira, qabila, tribe, family, elderly people, buzurgan, kibarul a'ila. This is a very another important issue to discuss as we are talking about haq and batil. Some people consider the opinion of the elderly people and Buzurgan and Kibar of the A'ila and Ashira and Qabila and tribe to be Hujjat. Quran says, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 66 and 67, يَوْمَ تُقَلَّبُ وُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ يَقُولُونَ يَا لَيْتَنَا أَطَعْنَا اللَّهَ وَأَطَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ قَالُوا وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَقُبَرَاءَنَا فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ. We learn in the light of these two verses of Quran from Surah Al-Ahzab that basically there will be some people who will be, when they will be sent into the hellfire, and their faces will get turned, their faces will get changed. Now they will become nadim and fasheman. So now their faces will get converted and changed, and they will say, يَقُولُونَ يَا لَيْتَنَا أَتَعْنَا اللَّهَ وَأَتَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ. We wish we would have followed Allah and the Messenger. And they would also say, وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا, O our Lord, إِنَّا أَتَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا, we followed our heads, وَكُبَرَاءَنَا, and our elderly people, فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ, and they misled us. So elderly people are the ones who can sometimes mislead you. And Quran is warning us to be very clear that kibar of any ashira or tribe or a'ila or qabila or buzurgan or heads of the family are not considered to be the mi'yar of haq and batil. Actually, these types of people were also giving hard time to Amirul Mu'min alayhi salam in his life. Let's be very clear. So we don't give the same hard time to Imam Bani al-Asr alayhi salam, the Imam of our age, because of the stupidity that those people did back then to the rest of the Imams. Let's not repeat the same himaqat again. So we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam encountered Harith ibn Hut, and he came and he said to Imam Ali alayhi salam, are you thinking that I'm going to consider Talha and Zubair and Aisha and all these buzurg and great people of the society to be on batil and you on haq? See where he is coming from? Because Talha has a great personality in the society. He's a Sahabi of Rasul. Zubair has a huge personality in the society. Another big Sahabi, famous Sahabi of Rasulullah. Aisha is Amir al-Mu'mineen and Umm al-Mu'mineen. So do you think that I'm going to consider the Ashab of Jamal to be Baal and Qumrah and misguided? And Imam Ali alayhi salam said to him, Ya Haris, إِنَّكَ نَظَرْتَ تَحْتَكَ وَلَمْ تَنْظُرْ فَوْقَكَ. You saw under you, but you didn't see above you. فَحِرْتَ. So you became mutahayyir, you became lost. إِنَّكَ لَمْ تَعْرِفِ الْحَقَّ فَتَعْرِفَ مَنَتَاهُ. You did not recognize the haq, so you would end up recognizing who is the supporter of haq. In other words, وَلَمْ تَعْرِفِ الْبَاطِلَ فَتَعْرِفَ مَنَتَاهُ. And you did not recognize batil, so you end up recognizing the supporter of batil. So what we understand very clearly is that if you start recognizing haq and batil because of the shaksiyat and personality and the highness in the society of this person is so high in the society, how can he be on batil? He is doing this and this and this in the community. So how can he be on batil? He has such a big personality. If you are doing exactly the opposite seerat of Ahlul Bayt, because you are considering the greatness in the eyes of the people, the greatness of the personality and shaksiyat of one person in the eyes of the people to be the mayyar of considering haq and batil. Whatever he is doing has to be haq because he has big personality. This is how they gave hard time to Amir Mumin. Actually, what we need to do is that we need to go exactly diametrically opposite. Go first towards haq and batil, and then see who are following haq and who are following batil, and that's how we will determine whether their high personality is kazim or sadiq, whether it's a fake high personality or it's a true high personality assigned by the community. Where the community are doing himaqat behavior towards this person, considering him to be high, or he is doing, the entire community is doing intelligent behavior towards this person, considering him to be high. It depends whether he follows haq or batil. So let's decide the haq and batil first. and then consider his highness or his lowliness because of he following haq or following batil. That's the right way. So let's go by haq and batil first. So now another guy came and said to Imam Ali salam that how can it be the same type of situation? And it was not easy to fight with Ahlul Jamal. It's a very big challenge for Amir Mumin to fight against Ahlul Qibla, against Muslimin, against the fellow people who claim to be Muslims. And not just we claim to be Muslims, but they have big personalities in the society and big following. 18,000 people got killed in the Battle of Jamal, 17,000 from the Aisha's side, and 1,000 from Amir Mumin's side became shaheed. 18,000 people got killed. Who's responsible for the blood? It's not easy, you know. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, you know, La'natullahi alayh. I'm saying the La'natullahi alayh because according to the narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam used to send La'nat 2 times every day on some personalities, and among those some, it was Abu Musa al-Ash'ari included. Every day 2 times, La'nat. So that's why I also said La'natullahi alayh. So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari was the one who was the Hakim and Wali of Basra, and he was supposed to gather the people in the favor of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam to support Imam Ali against the Ashab of Jamal. He failed to do his job. So now, look at Imam Ali alayhi salam. When he failed to do his job, Imam Ali alayhi salam used to take actions of justice. And that's why he had so many enemies in his life. Because he stood on justice. He didn't care about nobody. He took action. Whether you like it or you don't like it, that's irrelevant to us. Because Allah likes it. And that's enough for Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. So now he sends the message to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. His name was Abdullah ibn Qais. فَإِنْ حَقَّقْتَ فَانْفُزْ وَإِنْ تَفَشَّلْتَ فَابْعُدْ. That means we learn in the light of this hadith that, if you are able to distinguish who is on haq and who is on batil, if you recognize that I am on haq, then implement your mawqif, implement your policy. That means start supporting me and mobilize the people and the people of Basra to support me against those Baghi rebels who have rebelled against the Khalifa Amir al-Mu'mineen al-Islam, and all of them, those who were fighting and throwing arrows against Amir al-Mu'mineen, they all did bay'at. They all are breaching the bay'at and oath of allegiance after accepting the Khilafat of Amir al-Mu'mineen al-Islam. Including Talha and Zubair also did the bay'at. So, and if you don't think Imam Ali al-Islam is on haq, fab'ud, then get aside of your position. Leave the job vacant. Let the job be handled by those who can deserve it. Isn't that right? So, fab'ud, get away from your mansab. So the job needs to be done at every cost. You are not eligible to handle the job, get aside. Islam has no, haya or tatalluq. You have to be, the job needs to be, fariza needs to be performed in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of his letter, at the end of his message to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, Imam Ali al-Islam in this maktub, letter number 63 of Nahj al-Balagha, he says, وَاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ مَعَى مُحِقٍ وَلَا قُبَالِي مَا يَسْنَعُ الْمُلْحَدُونَ. I swear to God, this is haq, مَعَى مُحِقٍ, that means it will be implemented with the followers of haq, that means in other words, the followers of haq are going to implement it, and I don't care what mulhid people are going to do. That means, what at the end of the day people are going to say about him, what if they will talk bad against him, how would they behave after Imam Ali implementing his policy of haq, what the society may end up saying against him, he doesn't care about none of those things. وَمَا أُبَالِي, I don't care, مَا يَسْنَعُ الْمُلْهِدُونَ, those people who are بِبَهْرِ أَسْ خُدَوَانْ, those who are خُدَا سَي بُرِيدَ لُوگ جو ہیں, مُلْحِد, those who have nothing to do with Allah, what are they going to say about Imam Ali? He doesn't care about that. And so we find this is how Imam Ali alayhi salam is. So this guy came, and so we understand that the opinion of the elderly people, we discussed up till now in tonight's speech that the mi'yar and criteria for judging haq and batil is neither the majority of the followers, nor the majority of the vote of the people, nor the right of the elderly, buzurg, kibar, people of ashira, a'ila, tribe, family, society. The majority, none of these three things are a criteria in Islam to accept the haq and batil. So, also in the Holy Quran, and I will end, go to the end of my speech after this, in the Holy Quran we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Zukhruf, verse 23, He has said, Inna wajadna aba'ana ala ummatin wa inna ala atharihim muqtadun. So basically there were some people who used to say that we have found our ancestors following such and such creed, you know, and we are going to follow their footsteps. We are going to continue following what our ancestors have been doing. So following of your family, your ancestors, what your ancestors used to do is not the criteria of haq and batil. Because my dad used to do this, my mom used to do this, my grandfather always used to do this. My grandmother was always doing this and this and this in the house. Who cares? Your grandfather, with due respect to him, you know, is not the Nabi of Allah or Imam al-Masum or the Hujjat of Allah. So his amal cannot be taken as the mi'yar and the qiyas for judging haq and batil. Quran has been making the policy very clear. So we understand that none of these policies, neither majority nor majority of the followers or the majority of the vote or the elderly people of our ashira or tribe or qabila, nor the ancestors of the person's family, none of them are hujjat. Imam Ali alayhi salam says in Nahj al-Balagha, khutbah number 56, وَلَقُدْ كُنَّ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ نَقْتُلُ آبَاءَنَا. Certainly we were along with Rasulullah killing our ancestors. نَقْتُلُ آبَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَنَا, that means killing our children. وَإِخْوَانَنَا, killing our brothers. وَأَعْمَامَنَا, killing our uncles. مَا يَزِيدُنَا ذَلِكَ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. And nothing increased in us with through this action except our iman and tasleem. Khutbah number 56. So Imam Ali al-Islam makes clear that Aba and Ajdad and ancestors are not considered to be a hujjat of haq and batil. Who cares about what ancestors used to do? We care about what Ahlul Bayt used to do. But Quran says, that's the haq of mayyar of haq and batil, and I will come, what is the mayyar? So these type of people, some of these people have been giving the hardest times to Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salatu was salam in their life. So much so that we find that in the time of Amir Mumin alayhi salam, when he is visiting the house of his daughter Kulthum salamu alayha in this last night, and she brings two types of food in front of Imam Ali for the iftar. Imam Ali was a guest in the house of his daughter, and she brought the bread of barley and milk. And Imam Ali alayhi salam asked her to take away one of those two foods. Imam Ali never ate two foods in his entire life. Isn't that right? Throughout his life he used to eat one food only. Never he used to eat two foods in his life. And he asked Umm Kulthum, and Umm Kulthum took away the glass, the container of milk. So he opened his fast through the bread of barley. And now he is coming, he was awakened that night. Throughout the night Imam Ali was awake. And the same Imam Ali who was always awake in the nights. In the night of his barbat, he finds that the same Imam Ali is now lying over the bed. And when the Jarrah, the best surgeon of Kufa, was called for the cure and treatment of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and he had a look, he opened up this, you know, the Aba of Imam Ali. The narration says the Aba of Imam Ali was tied up over his head. So they tied up his Aba over the head because blood was coming out in the masjid. And the Aba was tied up. So whatever cloth was tied up, the jarrah opened up the cloth and he looked into the jarh, into the injury, and he said, you know, there was a voice coming from inside behind the hijab. Some lady said to Jarrah, why don't you say that my father will become, that he will get the shifa? And the Jarrah didn't say nothing in response. The Jarrah said to Amir al-Mu'mineen, start doing your wasiyah. Because he understood the jarahat is so deep that he's not going to get cured from this kind of injury. And Imam Ali alayhi salam gave the hand of Muhammad ibn Hanafiya into the hand of Imam Hassan. The hand of Hazrat Zainab into the hand of Imam Hassan. The hand of Umm Kulsoom into the hand of Imam Hassan. There was one hand that was left by Amir al-Mu'mineen, but that was Abul Fadl Abbas' hand. And Hazrat Umm al-Baneen said, she said to her husband, you know, that what is the mistake? In other words, what's the mistake of my son? And Imam Ali then gave the hand of Abul Fadl Abbas into the hand of Imam Hussain. So Imam Ali was trying to, maybe he's trying to say to Abul Fadl Abbas that I will not be there in the Maidan of Karbala, but you have to defend Hussain ibn Ali. You know, so that's why we find that's how Abul Fadl Abbas was defending. Abul Fadl Abbas was defending Imam Hussain. And Abul Fadl Abbas was the malja for Imam Hussain alayhi salam. We find that when a person passes away, Islam says you should come and do your ta'ziyat and tasliyat towards that person. So an unknown person came for the tasliyat and ta'ziyat upon the shahadat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, standing next to his knees. When he left away, he came and said, Rahimakallahu ya Abul Hasan, قَدْ كُنْتَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَبًا رَؤُوفًا. May Allah have rahmat on you, O Abul Hasan. You certainly were a ra'uf and merciful father towards the mu'mineen. When he left away, it was known that this was the Prophet Khidr alayhi salam who came for the ta'ziyat upon the shahadat of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Hazrat Khidr is coming for the ta'ziyat. People of Kufa have coming all the way, coming to the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen for the ta'ziyat, for the tasliyat. But let's go to the Maidan of Karbala. When Imam Hussein passes away, how are they trying to do? How are they trying, the Ashtiyah trying to do towards Imam Sajjad? We find they come with a slashing Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, doing the aziyat with the slashes, taking away the bed underneath Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and slapping on the face of Sakina, slapping on her face, taking away her earrings, and taking the hijab of the ladies with their spears. And we find that Fatima bint al-Husayn narrates that she got unconscious, you know, because she opened up her eyes and her eyes was in the lap of her aunt Hazrat Zainab. When she opened up her eyes after a while, she saw Hazrat Zainab, and the first question she asked from her aunt, you know, it was about her hijab. And Hazrat Zainab replied, Ammatuki Misluki, that means your aunt is similar to you. Then Hazrat Zainab also didn't have no hijab. The hijab walls were all taken away. And now Hazrat Zainab went out. You know, in the riwayat it says she went out to find, to collect the children. She couldn't find Sakina. And when she went outside to search for Sakina, she discovered that the Sakina is lying over a body, over a jasad, which has no head there. And she took Sakina and then she asked her, according to that narration, how did you distinguish? This is your father. And she said, I was seeking my father and I heard the voice coming from this janaza. Ilayya, ilayya, ya bunayya. So I understood that this is my,